Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. On a frigid night in January 1925, a team of dogs and its musher awaited a 20-pound life-saving package.
As soon as it arrived at the train station in Nenana, Alaska, the team of dogs set off on a risky 700-mile journey to deliver the antitoxin to children dying of diphtheria in Nome, Alaska.
That journey is the inspiration for the Iditarod, where mushers traced the same route that 20 teams of dogs took nearly a century ago.
The first musher, Wild Bill Shannon, set off with his 9 Malamutes in negative 65 degrees, so that even running his 52-mile leg didn't spare him from hypothermia.
The most famous musher of the time was Leonhard Seppala, who rode an epic 91-mile leg by taking a risky shortcut across the frozen Norton Sound in the dark with wind chills down to negative 85 degrees.
Togo, his lead dog, struggled for traction on the slick ice, making it across to land where they eventually handed off the cargo. Then Gunnar Kassen had to run in a blizzard so fierce he could not even see his dogs.
Balto, the lead dog, found his way by scent until a gust toppled the sled, tossing the package into the snow. Kassen dug with bare fingers to find the package, which he carried for 53 miles until he arrived in Nome at 5:30 a.m.
Balto became a superstar, was signed to a film deal, and got his own statue in New York Central Park. A fair deal for saving the children of Nome.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.